A lot of changes have been made since Congress passed the Voting Rights Act in 1965. Many American Indians still have trouble getting to the polls. But that's not the case in Supai Village. For almost five decades, Coconino County election workers have hiked into Supai Village to set up a polling place. KJZZ's Laurel Morales joins me now to talk about this. And Laurel, where is this place and just how remote is it?
So Supai Village is on the southwestern portion of the Grand Canyon. It's a beautiful place. I've been there twice myself, but it's kind of hard to get to. It's an 8.5 mile hike in. You can also take helicopter or ride a mule. It's, downhill going into the canyon, but uphill is a little difficult getting out. And about 450 tribal members live there.
So in terms of allowing those tribal members to vote, how do Coconino County elections officials make that happen?
They have two election workers who are Havasupai who live in the village, and then they have what they call an election technician who hikes in. They hike in the night before an election day and stay at the poll 12 hours. And then they spend the night and hike back out the following day. A helicopter brings in most of the voting materials and equipment on a pallet. Most people will vote on a touch screen rather than the typical ballots.
For how long have they been doing this?
They've been doing it since 1968. In 1965, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, which outlawed racial discrimination in the voting process. And then, so in 67, about 50 Havasupai tribal members came to the county commission and said, we want a polling place. In 1968, they made it happen, and they've had a polling place there ever since.
What does turnout tend to be like?
It's typically pretty low. In the primary, they only have 7 voters cast ballots in the primary. That's a 5.6% turnout. They have 129 registered voters in Supai Village. Today, by 10:30 this morning, they already had exceeded their primary results with 8 voters, but it's typically pretty low. And I spoke with Coconino County Recorder Patty Hansen, and she explained why voter turnout was so low.
The biggest complaint I get from the voters in Supai is it's really hard for them to get information on who to vote for. Because, you know, candidates don't go down to the village and campaign.
Laurel, in addition to the fact that candidates tend not to go into this area to campaign, do tribal members have any other concerns about their voting process?
Patty Hansen, the county recorder, says on the Navajo Nation, many work outside the reservation. A lot of them come to Flagstaff to work, and so they're registered on the reservation, so they can still vote in the Navajo tribal election. And there is a Navajo election today, and so the polling places are all set up at the chapter houses, so that they go in, and on one side of the room they vote in the Navajo race, and on the other side of the room they vote in the federal, county, and local race. Because a lot of people work in Flagstaff, they have to plan ahead. They either have to turn in their early ballot, or they have to get to the polling place when it first opens, or when they go home at night. If they had, you know, planned ahead and filled out their early ballot, of course they can turn it in anywhere in the county at any precinct, maybe even after they come into Flagstaff.
That's KJZZ's Laurel Morales in Flagstaff. Laurel, thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.